Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Welcome to the show. I'm excited to be here with you as we jump into the new school year for students, the new education year for us in a way too, on our journeys of awakening and our journeys of self-growth and development. So welcome. If you are just tuning in for the first time, this show comes out of my book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment, which is now a number one international bestseller on Amazon. That is a good place to get a copy if you still would like one. And Love's Curriculum has become a movement, a community, teachings, programs to shake up the world, to bring love, to bring light, to support you light workers and love advocates in getting your own messages out there. You're sharing your gifts, living your soul's purpose, remembering that you are love and loved and divinely guided by loving helpers. And now, I didn't always work in this field, or I didn't always know that I had the ability to be a channel, a conduit for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers. I originally worked as a lawyer way back in 1996, was my first full-time law position. I was working in Phoenix, Arizona. And on my very first day after orientation, I was walking into the women's washroom, and as I opened that door, I had a wake-up call from my soul. I heard a message: remember, there's something else you wanted to do. This feeling in my solar plexus and my gut, like, oh, wait, a real remembering that there was another path, that I was off track. And so I began to listen to that voice, that small voice within, and began to follow it. Now, I worked for 3 more years as a lawyer, but during that time, I really let that voice guide me, and it guided me to classes on intuition and connecting with angels, and I guided me to get counseling, and I went through a divorce. And it just began this whole personal and spiritual growth journey that I've continued to this day. So fast forward now almost 20 years, and here we are. And back in 2013, I woke up to knowing my assignment to be working with the High Council and to bring them through for you in the book, Love's Curriculum, here on the radio show, on Facebook, in the Lightworkers and Love Advocates group. So that is a bit more about me if you're new and just listening in. And let's just get started here now. Today, we are going to explore belonging. I'm really struck by that one as kids are off to school and that whole issue of, do I belong? So we're going to look at belonging and the importance of connecting to our spiritual home, how that relates to that feeling of belonging. I'll read from Love's Curriculum, and then I will bring through the High Council for you with a guided experience at the end. All right. So before we jump into this topic of belonging and connecting to home, I wish to start with a prayer of surrender, a prayer of intention for our time together here. So I ask now that our time together be guided by spirit, by love, by God, by Creator, by our higher selves, that it be guided, that my words be guided to be just the right words for you here today, that just the right connections be made, understandings be made for you, that it be in each one of your highest good and the highest good of all. And so it is. All right. Just going to make sure I've got my computer. Sorry, I was just running into a little error there on my side. All right, I'm back. All good. So let's jump in about belonging. Again, I said I thought about this one going back to school. So maybe some of you have kids going back, or you yourself are heading off to university or back to school, or you've started a new program. Or in the very least, this time of year reminds you of what it was like to go off to school. I know I was talking with my son this morning on the way to his first day of grade 7. And I said, you know, it's pretty common to feel like you don't belong when you're going into a new situation, especially, or into school. So how many of you can relate? Maybe even the thought of school brings up fears about belonging, or what it was like, or some of the anxieties you might have had. And so I was sharing with him that everyone's feeling that way, for one, and two, that you may see a strange look on someone's face, or they don't quite answer you, or their eyes are downward. And what we tend to do is make it mean something about ourselves, that, hey, they don't like me, or see, I don't belong. And so I reminded him that look on their face, or if they don't catch your eye when you look at them, or they don't laugh at your joke, it has less to do about you and more to do with the fact that they're also feeling scared, worried. They're in their own world. They're wondering if they belong. And it was cute because he said, I know, Mom. But it really came up for me on the way taking him to school. So I wanted to make that the topic here today. And it's natural as humans that we have that go-to feeling of, do I belong or not? Especially as we're growing as children and into those preteen and teen years, it's really heightened there. Do I belong? But it's something that goes along with us throughout our growing up and even as adults, this natural feeling that I don't belong, or that if someone comes in and isn't smiling, it must be about me. It must mean they don't like me. So again, I just invite you to check in. Do you resonate with that? Where might it still be happening in your life? In groups, with friendships, with other parents? And then I thought, well, what do we feel when we feel or think that we don't belong? I don't belong here. Then we feel alone. We might feel lost. We get that feeling, oh, I'm different. I'm weird. What's wrong with me? And then in contrast, when we feel or are thinking, I belong, because it's really more of a thought, I belong. And then with that thought comes different feelings. So when we are thinking, I belong, or knowing that we belong, then we feel connected, loved, valuable, wanted, important, like we're fit just right. And so not belonging, that those thoughts or feelings around not belonging, is the ego. So I just want to declare that here. Let's start with that, that it's not the truth that any of us don't belong. It's all part of the ego. The ego that says you are separate from everyone, separate from God, that you better hide things about yourself because there's something uniquely wrong with you. It all comes from that part of our mind, that ego part of our mind that comes into being as we begin this human journey. Because truly, truly, we belong everywhere and anywhere. We are part of God. We are the universal oneness. So how could we not belong? How could we be anywhere that God isn't? how could we be with anyone, around anyone who isn't part of God as well? We are all the light. So we are always with a brother, a sister in light. I had a wonderful teacher in my counseling program that asked me once, well, if not you, then who? If you don't belong, then who does? We all belong. And so I'm going to read a quote here from Love's Curriculum. The actual chapter 2 is called Belief and Belonging. So this is a quote from Archangel Ariel. Belief and belonging go together. They are both the wings of an angel. Oneness and faith is another way you can put it. To experience the love, you must remember that you belong, that you are a child, that all of you are children of the universal oneness. So belonging requires remembering and having faith in what's really true about us. It requires connecting to your soul essence, that spiritual nature in you that is part of everything, that is truly at home everywhere in this ocean of love, in this universal oneness. So it requires remembering that, believing in that, having faith in that, and not believing in that ego that tells each of us that somehow we don't belong. And yet I know many of us suffer from this feeling of not belonging. And if it's tied up in having faith or remembering the truth of us and believing in our true identity as these beautiful souls, that we are connected to everything, that it also is related to a form of homesickness, a spiritual homesickness or a longing for home. And so what do I mean by that exactly? And many of you may be relating there, this idea of that there's a home in your soul or a spiritual home that you're longing for. And when we don't feel connected to that home, we feel like we don't belong here in this body as a human being, that we're not loved here, that perhaps God has left us here. And again, it comes from being in these bodies and having this ego that would say we are now separate from God. So what is this spiritual, let's call it a spiritual home, and the spiritual homesickness that we might suffer from? So to me, that home is God's love, the Creator's love. It's a feeling of remembering the oneness. So it's a higher consciousness where you feel and know and experience that you're connected to everything. It can be a feeling of peace and connection and love in your heart. Maybe place your hand on your heart right now and just ask, what is that home feeling like for you? It could be a feeling that you are connected to everything around you, that you are connected to nature. It could be feeling that you are really loved and accepted, that you are loving and accepting yourself, and that you're feeling that love and acceptance from the angels, from God. And in some ways, this idea of home is really beyond languaging. It is an experience, and it's something that is mentioned throughout Love's Curriculum. As I was reading through the book this morning to find the passages I wish to share and to be guided to which parts to share, I was struck again by how often they are speaking of we are at home in the heart of God, that we are waking up to our true home at one with God, and that we are home here, that home is here, that we are waking up here. We don't go anywhere to get home. It's more that we let down that veil so that we can see that we are home here. And again, linking it to belonging, when we know we are home here, when we know we are connected and a part of everything, then we have that sense that we belong and we are important here, which is so much the truth of each one of you. So when we claim that home is here, that we are not disconnected from God, we are home and connected in love here, then we can feel more belonging here. And as light workers and love advocates, you may relate. Often you know that you can identify that as a light worker or a love advocate, although ultimately we all are. But those of us whose souls, we feel this calling that we're here to bring light. We're here for a certain reason. Oftentimes it feels like we've come from somewhere else, a higher realm, connection with angels, a feeling of home, and we had to come here away from home to earth. So we often can struggle again with that homesickness or a feeling we've been abandoned here, that we aren't connected. So our job in bringing light and awakening here is to wake up to the fact that we are still here. That ego came into our awareness when we came here into a body, and we need to call it out and stop listening to the ego, set it aside, and begin to remember the truth that you are home here. There's nowhere to go. You're here having this experience. There's a reason you're here. And so as we claim that again, that home is here, it really helps us remember too that we are a part of this team for love, that there's a reason you're here at this time with your gifts, that you connecting to those gifts and your connection to God and really making it present in your life here is what is needed here. The opposite of the ego is what is true. The ego would say, you don't belong here, you're different. But the truth is, you are what is needed here, each of you. And God has not abandoned us here. God is here working with us, even though in our experience may be that that connection is a bit veiled. We can keep working to wake up to the fact that it is here. And luckily, we have these beautiful divine helpers here to help us, angels and guides, the Holy Spirit working through us so that we can remember and begin to wake up to love here, to home here, to creating heaven on earth here. And so right now, we're going to take a short break. And when we get back, I'm going to share from chapter 20 of Love's Curriculum. There are actually two practices in there, two tools that the High Council has given us about how to connect to home and how to bring that sense of home here into your life. So when we get back, I will be sharing those. We'll see you back soon. This is Jenny. I'm so glad that you are here listening to the show. I want to share with you a unique opportunity that is available, a chance to work on a regular basis with the High Council and me. From personal experience, I know it can feel challenging to take the action that is needed to step into your soul's purpose and to share your message, your mission, your gifts when you're trying to do it all on your own. The fears and doubts, the limiting beliefs and confusion can hold you back. Feeling alone or doubting your intuitive guidance can keep you stuck. So here's the opportunity. If you are enjoying the guided experiences here on the Love's Curriculum radio show with the High Council, you may be excited to hear about this. Inspired by the High Council and their direction that they wish to continue to work with us beyond the book Love's Curriculum, I put together the Monthly Circle. It's an online monthly membership program that includes a 75-minute online session each month in which I bring through the High Council to work with the group. It also includes some bonus meditations, a private Facebook group where we stay in touch, and extra weekly guided experiences with the High Council. Sound interesting? We would love to have you join us. You may check it out and join us at www.bit.ly/Love's Curriculum Monthly Circle Info. Again, that's bit.ly/lovescurriculummonthlycircleinfo. Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And today we are exploring belonging and the importance of connecting to home, to that spiritual home, that knowing that we are still here, one with God and everything. So right now I am going to read from chapter 20 called The Practice of Calling In Home. And I'm going to read the parts where the High Council gives to us two tools to use. And I'm excited to say I've also recorded this as a meditation that you can download, and I'll give you the link for that when we're done. So let us start. This is The Voice of Jesus. This is chapter 20. And you will hear as he describes and introduces us to one of the practices for calling home in, for remembering that you are home here. And here we go. We work with earth angels in human form as well. All are part of our team. All are guarded and watched over and led by myself and Archangel Michael, and the Masters and the High Council and God, and all of heaven and oneness and eternal love. All are always connected to the great source of all, to God on high. You, light workers on earth, are never away from home. Know that in your heart. With the beat of your heart, each beat a reminder of home. Let it be like a mantra, a drum beat. Listen to your heart, and with each beat, let it call you home, 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 home. And say to yourself, home is here in my form with a beating heart. I am connected to home here. I bring love here to the world. This is a practice, a meditation, an action step. It's a badge of courage because in remembering your true home, that you are home while you are here in form, that is joining the ranks of heaven's army of love. It is an army that carries a sweetness to the world, the peace of heaven to the world. Not vengeance and hate and force or war or judgment or sacrifice. It carries none of those things of war and armies you have created in the world of form on earth. It is an army that blasts the world with love. Active love and peaceful, still love. Both are vital and important for the journey of all home. We can connect with you through your heartbeat. Feel my love there in your heartbeat. Oh my, how it can serve as a reminder of my love here with you now and of our union and oneness. My heart once beat just like yours. And now we beat together in unison with the love of God, the love that surrounds the entire earth, the love that is the heartbeat of the planet, of Mother Earth, of the divine. The whole planet resonates and beats to God's vibration of love when we remember the truth and hear the call. Simply put your attention on God as you listen to your heartbeat. Call home. Call in home here. As you do, you experience our presence more here in your world of form. It helps lower the veil between the worlds, the seeming veil that in truth is itself an illusion, one of the greatest and last illusions, the final one to fall before all remember they are home. As you listen to your heart and say, home, 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 breathe slowly in and out, and let me, Jesus, and let God, let all of us transcend into your heart. Draw us in and near, and together we rise up but are still rooted to the earth. But the earth, the world around, the seeming world around, shifts into more light, into a world where you see the love. You see the world filled with love. The truth, as the veil is lifted. The truth, as you practice this technique, it will grow stronger and stronger and stronger. It will be a beautiful, peaceful awakening and experience of heaven on earth, of angels working with you closely, and the fairies, of seeing the world of love and light while still in form, of doing your function of waking the world. As A Course in Miracles says, letting the Holy Spirit fill the world with his learning and teaching dream, so that all may release the dream when the appointed time has come. All the while, in the meantime, walking the earth in a glow of love and light, forgiving and remembering and joining with us here in heaven, joining with us, joining in love. So there's the first tool, this listening to your heartbeat and connecting, calling in home, remembering that you are home, that Jesus once walked with his heartbeat here as well. And now I'm going to skip ahead to the second practice, and I invite you to read more of it here in the book. I'm just highlighting parts from chapter 20 here. So this again is the voice of Jesus, and this time with the angels as well. We wish to share two practices with you that are vital to helping you remember and connect with the energy and light of home. We have already discussed in part the practice in which you listen to your heartbeat and call in home. The other practice is to om into your heart, noting that om is within home. Om is a call to home. Make the sound om and imagine drawing home into your heart. Repeat the sound om and at the same time say to yourself, calling home, as you draw home into your heart chakra with each om, and thus raise your vibration and connection at the crown chakra. To draw us then into your heart and ground it to earth, do the heartbeat exercise we mentioned earlier in this chapter, where you actually listen to your heartbeat, all the while breathing, remembering to breathe and the breath. And as you breathe and listen to your heartbeat, hearing it in your ears, say, home, home, home. And think of us and invite us into your being and body. In this practice, you are really feeling the physical sensation of your heartbeat, that earthly part of you, while you connect with us, and thus joining heaven to earth. Both practices, om and the hearing the heartbeat, are important. Perhaps one, the om practice, can be done first to connect with us, and then the heartbeat practice to draw us into your physical form. Or use each separately as you are called, depending on whether you are needing to feel us grounded here with you or needing to connect with our higher vibration to remember the truth of home. Again, both are vital and important. Remember, child, there is no getting it wrong. We love you. We hold you in perfect loving gentleness and always ask for help. We are here with you, loving you, giving you complete and unconditional love, seeing you as the perfect child of God that you are. All right, and so I'll end the passages from chapter 20 there. So a little outline of those two practices, using the sound of Om and calling home into your heart, and then the one of listening to your heartbeat and calling home into your heartbeat, your physical heartbeat. And so as I mentioned, I have put together an audio with the High Council bringing through those practices to you in a little 3-minute meditation. And so I'm excited that I can share that with you. It's something if you wish to listen to each day or whenever you feel the need, but it's a guided experience of these two practices, and it's condensed into a 3-minute meditation. So let me give you a link here for those who are wanting to go check it out. And it is a bit.ly link. So it's www.bit.ly/home-meditation. And it's all lowercase. So www.bit.ly/home-meditation. Great. Okay, so I'm just going to read before we take another quick break, and then I'm going to bring through the High Council. I just want to end with a couple more passages that the High Council drew me to share here today. And these are from chapter 19. And chapter 19 addresses that homesickness feeling I was sharing with earlier, that when we feel homesick, or perhaps it's like when we're away at camp and we miss home, we don't feel we belong where we are, so we're longing for that home where we can belong. So again, how important it is that we remember home here so we can know that we belong here on earth. And so this is from chapter 19, and that chapter is titled The Journey Through Homesickness in the Voice of the High Council. And this is just two short passages from that chapter. It is important that you know and remember that all forget at times, each and every one of you forget and miscreate, for all are on the journey of remembering that they are children of God, and that the light is always present, and that God has never left them in the darkness. Some forget more than others, but all are on the journey home to remembering that God and light are always there. We ask you to hold the light for each other, to remember together, and with our help as well. Of course, with our help as well. We can save you years on the journey. And then jumping ahead a little here. Forget not who you are and from where you came. You are a child of light and love and God. You are connected to all of God's heavenly realms of love and light, to the angels, to me, Jesus. I walk with you. Remember, and through your remembering, bring light to those still in the cloak of darkness, simply by being the light and offering your hand. And do so with the knowledge that they step forth and forward into the light, letting the cloak of darkness fall and evaporate into light when it is the right and appointed time and place on the journey of awakening of all. The lion, one bit at a time, the little shiver of wakefulness rippling out first to the toes, then the ears, then rippling out until all are awake. And know that when the last of God's children drops the cloak and steps into the light, leaving the darkness behind and seeing and calling it for what it is, a mere illusion, a pain and suffering created to keep God at bay because of the fear that one has sinned in forgetting God and is forever banned in hell. Know that heaven rejoices as much for this last one as for the first and the second and the middle, for all those in between. Know that it is as a great day as the first. The last is welcomed by the Father just like the first, all equally important to the whole, all parts of the whole, all one, all vital to the waking of the whole mind to God, to love, to light. And in the waking of the last is the great resounding hymn to God complete. It is a sound that resonates beyond all and lifts the veil, so that all are home at peace, at last in the blissful rest of God, at last. All right. So that ends the readings from Love's Curriculum here today. And we will take a little break here as I prepare to bring through the High Council for you. So just hold on, and we'll be back in just a minute or so. And I will bring through Jesus, the archangels, and the spiritual teachers that make up the High Council so they can bring you a message and work with you here directly today. All right, we'll see you back soon. Hey there, Jenny here. I want to let you know that I've put together an amazing, unique one-day workshop called The Day to Connect with Love. And I'm excited to hit the road with this inspirational, heart-opening event. It's a day filled with guidance from the High Council and other experiences to connect you to love and your purpose. Maybe you'd like us to come to your area. If you are interested in hosting a Day to Connect with Love or other event in your area, contact me at support@lovescurriculum.com and we can explore. Together, let's ignite love in the world. Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Today we are exploring belonging and the importance of connecting to home, to our knowing of ourselves as loved, as one, as children of God, of children of the universal oneness. So that we can belong here, remember that we belong, that we always belong, as does everyone. So that's what we've been exploring. And now I am going to tune in to the High Council and bring them through. We'll see what they have to say. Now we started a little later here today, so this will probably go on for about 15, 20 minutes here, but we'll see. We'll see what the High Council has in store for us as I surrender this to them. So I invite you for this part, you may, if you're able, to create some quiet space to be able to close your eyes and go within. And so let me, as I begin to call in the High Council, I invite you to prepare as well, taking a big deep breath in and out. And if you're not able to close your eyes and really go within and become quiet and just listen, whatever you need to do. But if you are, again, let's take a big deep breath in, and on the exhale, just release any thoughts, worries that are distracting you. Good. You may wish to place your hand on your heart. Begin to breathe into your heart, a beautiful connector to home, breathing out of your heart. And I invite you to feel your feet on the floor, your bum in the chair. You may wish to send roots of light out the soles of your feet, anchoring you to the earth. And then as those roots enter the earth, let them stop and find a place. And let's ask the divine and Mother Earth, the Creator, to send up any earth energies that you are needing here to be present, allowing them to go up the roots, up through the soles of your feet, up to your legs, up into your belly, moving up to your solar plexus and to your heart. And then as you breathe into your heart center and out, letting these earth energies radiate out from your heart and fill your body. Every part of your body being filled with this energy, the supportive, nurturing energy of the earth. Letting it extend just outside of your body into your auric field. And then drawing your attention to your crown chakra, that important link to communication, and as I bring through the High Council, it'll be good to clear that open for you as well. So just asking that you just intend that it be clear, this chakra, this crown at the top of your head. You can ask the angels, the cherubim and seraphim to come in and clean it for you, clear any debris, any blocks in your energy. And then we ask now that this divine connection to light, to love, to pure love and light and the angels, to your guides, to God, to Jesus, to the masters. Letting that connection come down through the top of your head like a white golden pillar of light or a gentle rain of light. Coming down through the top of your head, down through your face, moving down through your throat and into your heart center. And then there, letting those energies swirl and mix together, the earth energy that's coming up from earth and the heaven energy coming down. Heaven as in a oneness, a remembering home, a remembering you were connected and God's child. Letting those energies swirl. And as you breathe into your heart and out of your heart, letting the energies fill your body. Letting it fill outside your body into your energy being, your auric field. Good. So just staying present there as I now ask that the High Council come through me to you here. I ask that my angels and guides help me be a clear conduit for this time, for these messages, for this experience, for this connection. And I ask that it be in the highest good of each one of you listening, that it be in the highest good of all, and in the name of love. So it is. Dear ones, as always, we celebrate connecting. We celebrate when you allow the connection, when you drop down the resistances, drop down the drawbridge, the shields, the defenses, or just the simply forgetting. See how natural and easily you may forget and those defenses build unintentionally on your part. They just seem to come forward and slowly stack up the bricks that build a wall or a seeming wall between you and others, between you and knowing you are loved, between you and knowing you belong. Again, it's nothing that you may do intentionally, but notice how they seem, as each time you clear them away, they may seem to find their way back in. And just trust, and again, know that we have no judgment there, and we ask that you not judge yourself as you feel connected more at times and less connected at other times. Just simply come back to the moment. Notice where you're at. Ask for our help, accept, and just call in home again as we've instructed you here today and in the meditation that Jenny has shared and has a link for you to participate in audio through audio or in the words of Love's curriculum or what you've been introduced to on this show. The practice of calling in home into your heartbeat, calling in home into your heart through the sound of Om. That is one way in which you can reconnect. But again, as you notice that you feel disconnected, simply come back, be present to that, and ask to be open and reconnected. If it feels more difficult, ask for our help. Call on us to help you. Call on us as you do the tools and practices that we have shared with you here today. In calling on us, you reclaim the truth that you are connected. In doing so, you already help wipe away the ego and the fears and the loneliness and the heartbreaks and the disappointments. And so now we just wish you to tune in with your hand on your heart. Begin to breathe in and out of your heart. Become aware of these bricks or these rocks that form a wall. And just notice, do you have a wall up today? Is it a tall wall? Is it a low wall? This wall or the veil to which all suffer in a sense or experience being built or being there. Just tune in, ask yourself, and just trust whatever you hear or see or sense or just know to be true or feel in your body about the state of your wall in this moment. Again, is it low and crumbling or is it tall and fortified? And just breathe. And wherever and whatever you see or know about your wall, with your hand on your heart, just keep breathing. And if you're willing, invite us in to shine love upon that wall, to melt that wall with love, to break apart those stones or bricks with our love. If there's fear about letting down that wall, just ask that you be taken care of in that fear, that you could be held, that you could trust that it's safe to do so. Ask for your angels to be with you, your guardian angels and archangel. Just, you get to observe as we work on your wall. Notice what happens within you. Notice what you notice about the wall. Any resistances or fears or feelings of joy and celebration, just observe. And to help be in that observer, breathe into your heart and out of your heart. And just ask to be present and to be witness. You may see little fairies or leprechauns carrying away the stones in a wagon or a wheelbarrow. Just allow whatever experience you are having as we share our love and shine our love upon any thickness between us, any veils, any walls, between you and us, between you and your Creator, between you and love. Just keep breathing into your heart and out of your heart. And just notice maybe the wall is melting away. And now really allow your own hand on your heart to radiate out love into your physical heart center there, knowing that there can be walls and chains, a sense of walls and chains and shields upon your heart. This heart center of yours, the heart center in which we are able to connect with you and home. So now letting our energy come through your own hand, through Jenny, through your own hand, allowing light and pressure and energy heat, pressure to melt your heart, to free your heart. Asking the angels to lend their energy through your hand as well. Surrendering any fears. Just trusting whatever needs to be melted away or chipped away or let go of today will be. And knowing that as we do this process of healing and melting and removing blocks, that you will be that much more open as you do the daily practice or a routine practice of calling in home into your heart center, into your being. Whether it be our practice or another, whether it be reading the words of Love's curriculum, that it will be that much more available to your heart as you do this here with us today. And so let's just take one more big deep breath and one more big pulsating shining of this love into your heart. And then if you wish, you can slowly place your hand down again beside you or on your lap or face up on your lap, palms up. And just keep breathing. Feeling your bum in the chair, your feet on the floor, your open heart, your open crown chakra. Just begin to breathe and allow energy to flow up through the soles of your feet and down through your crown, just asking that it flow freely up and down, cleansing, moving any little bits of debris left over from this releasing process. And then really know, see, intend that your heart be shining bright, that it is now shining out a very pure and clear form of love, of acceptance, of understanding, of the feeling of home and belonging, that you feel that for yourself and for others, that you be a beacon of that, that you welcome that knowing of the truth of you and of others. Good. And so one more big breath in and out. And if you wish, you can slowly open your eyes as we send you out now to connect with home here, to be connectors of home for others, to shine your heart light, connecting all in truth and heart and love and oneness. And we thank you for being here with us on this team for love, this army for love. And so it is. All right. So just being gentle with yourself. If you were able to really participate in that, you may feel a little wobbly. So just slowly looking around, maybe wiggling your fingers and toes. Wonderful. Well, I thank the High Council for coming through. I am grateful for them and this connection. I am grateful for each one of you. And again, if you're wanting to listen to that heart-connecting practices, the two of them that we talked about and that are from Chapter 20, you can go to bit.ly/homemeditation. Remember, it's all lowercase. All right. Okay, well, wonderful to connect. No, there are many ways to connect. If you go to the website, Love's Curriculum, you'll see many of them. I'm on Facebook, my Love's Curriculum page, as well as Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There's the Love's Curriculum Circle that we do every month that is ongoing ways to connect. And also, we'll be back here on the show in 2 weeks' time, so Tuesday, the 17th of September, we'll meet again here. Oh, sorry, Tuesday is the 18th. The 18th of September. All right. Love to each one of you. Thank you for being here. And many blessings as you go and remember home and shine your light and your love to create a world of peace and heaven on earth. All right. Take care. Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the path of love, live your divine purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.